Hello and welcome to the 57th episode of the Pop Papa Navcast. I'm your host, TJ Deitch. I run poppapa.com. That's poppapa.com. Hope everyone's doing all right. As you can tell, the schedule has been thrown off as far as the Wednesday posting at 10 a.m. That is just the result of having a preemie in the NICU and another kiddo here at home and just trying to make everything work out. But I did want to sit down and record the episode and hopefully get it up relatively quickly, in part because I, you know, listened to and cut last week's episode, which went up earlier this week, and a lot of stuff has changed, and I wanted to keep everyone updated as much as possible while I am still trying to catch up on photo diaries, which you can also see on poppapa.com. I've gotten up through Jack's actual birth, and you can kind of see what was leading up to that and how mundane it was, and then how crazy everything got after that, and hopefully I'll keep getting caught up as the week goes on. But, you know, the main thing that I want to talk about is that Jack is doing great. It is Wednesday afternoon as I'm recording this. He is out of the isolette. The isolette is the kind of heated box thing that has those, like, porthole type things that open up and you can put your hands in and kind of touch them. He's out of that. He's been out of that for, I think, 2 days now. And so he's got all of his wires are unplugged except for his tube that goes down his nose now. It used to be down his mouth. Now it's down his nose so he can breastfeed or bottle feed better. And then he's got just the regular monitors on. But he's got his IV out and he's got all that kind of stuff out. So it's really cool. We've actually been able to see him a couple of times with his tubes out because he's either needed them to be taken out or he's ripped them out himself. And so it's neat to really get a look at him as he'll look, you know, a little bit more when he gets home. They said he's been putting on weight now. He's up to, I think, 4 pounds, 6 or 7 ounces, something like that. I don't know if we got the actual weight today when we went in. But he's doing great with that. He's doing great with temperature and eating. He's doing great breastfeeding, and he took some from a bottle because they are doing, he eats every 3 hours. And so what they're doing right now, and this moved up really quickly, but he's doing every other feeding now is either a bottle feeding or a breast. So he's either getting it put in through the tube that goes right into his stomach, or Em will be there for breastfeeding, or they'll just give him a bottle. Like, if it's really late at night, that's what we do, because we haven't had any problems in the neighborhood that the hospital is in, but it is not a nice area. And the one time that I stayed late and then left the hospital while Em was still in, I was not super comfortable leaving there. So we try to not go over there. But he's safe and sound inside, and the nurses have all been great. But originally, earlier this week, the doctor said that he thought that Jack would be able to come home Sunday or Monday. So I was focusing more on Sunday, of course, because I just really want to get him out and get him home and start kind of figuring out what our family's going to be like and maybe go out a little bit and all this stuff, which is funny because my wife was like, the other day I was like, I just want to go to like a flea market with everybody or something like that. And she's like, well, you say that now. I remind you of that when we actually go out and you're freaking out because so much is going on, which is true, but I'm sure the first time it'll be fun. Anyway, when we were in earlier today, the doctor now says it's Tuesday, and that really bummed me out. And, you know, on paper, it's just one day, but like I said, I had been thinking it was going to be more closer to Sunday because he was doing so well. And so now it's like 2 more days. So it's just, you know, we want to get him home. We've been doing some stuff around the house to get ready. His car seat's all set. We got it out of storage. And we found these newborn inserts that go inside. We're going to take the car seat in tomorrow. They do what's called like a car seat test. They just put them in it for like whatever designated amount of time to see how he'll do. They just want to make sure that like the position is okay for him as far as breathing and heart rate and all that kind of stuff. So it's a pretty good idea. So we'll take that in tomorrow. That's one step closer. I think they also do like an eye and a vision test. So those are kind of the big things that we eventually need to do at the hospital. But here, you know, we got that ready. We got his bed in the house, and we've got, you know, like a bouncy seat. We got a few things that Lucy used, so she's kind of seeing that stuff. She still hasn't seen Jack, which I think is getting hard, but I think she's kind of getting more used to the idea. And luckily we've been like, okay, we're going to bring him home pretty soon, so you'll finally get to meet him. And she got a, I think I mentioned this last episode, she got like a American Doll Bitty Baby, which is just like a baby doll. And she named it Jack, but it's still a girl. And she's like, I'm gonna hold Jack and cradle him and burp him and feed him. And it was so funny just seeing her do all that stuff. And I was like, do you mean Doll Jack or Baby Jack? And she was like, Baby Jack. It's like, okay, that's great. Because I think she'd probably be able to kind of hold him like on a couch or something. So, but we'll cross all those bridges when we come to it. But, you know, we went to Target yesterday after visiting Jack for his 11 o'clock feeding. We basically go so that we're there for his 11 and his 5 o'clock feedings. That may change a little bit once if he's onto the bottle or breastfeeding for like every feeding or whatever it winds up being, like if it's more consistent. But for now, that's been kind of working out for us. And we got like a bunch of bins. We've got to kind of reorganize and get things ready. Nothing like that absolutely has to be done before he comes home at this point, but stuff that it would just be a lot easier probably to get it done now. Basically, we're just trying to get organized, which is something that becomes harder and harder in this place as we keep trying to add more people to it. and we're running out of space. But, you know, we're doing all right in that regards. Another big topic that I talked about on last week's episode, which was actually earlier this week's episode, was Lucy sleeping. And I was, you know, we were having a really hard time. Literally the day that I recorded that and on has actually been a lot better. Instead of trying to just put her in her room and like walk away, what we've instead decided, because we figured that was just kind of too much too fast. So what we wind up doing is putting her in her room, but we stay in there. We read her books now in her room because the book reading used to be done in our bed. And then she'd fall asleep in there, and then we'd move her, and then she'd come back into our bed when she woke up. So what we've been trying to do is just have her fall asleep in her room. Well, she doesn't like her bed for whatever reason. So I put the big feather bed in there, and she's been sleeping on that every night and seems to like it. So it's not the most glamorous setup in the world, but either my wife or I, and this is another big thing, she'll allow me to put her to bed, which is great because that was not happening before, as regular listeners will remember. So she goes in, she lays down, we read her books, and then it's, you know, time to sleep. And so we don't lay down next to her anymore. We kind of sit towards the end of, or the bottom of the feather bed. And it's been working really well. There were a couple glitches here and there. And she's even been staying in her bed until like 7, which counts. That counts for a sticker. She gets a sticker. Once she gets 5 stickers or 7 stickers or whatever it is, she gets to pick out a new nail polish color. We've already got a bunch of them, but she doesn't have access to them. And so that's been actually working out really well. There was a bit of a hiccup when I came back from the wedding that I was at last weekend, but that's to be expected. I mean, it's not going to be something that gets nailed down right away, but this is definitely good. I mean, we'll see how it goes once Jack is actually in the house and how she reacts and all that kind of stuff. But for now, we've actually got a much better base than we did even a week ago, and she's been doing really well, getting used to it, and, you know, I'm really happy about all that. We've also switched up nap time a little bit. I think I mentioned this last episode. Based on that Bitty Baby book, they call it rest time, and so instead of saying nap, which is a word she hates, we say, do you want to take a rest? And that's been working out pretty well, too. It's a little hard with my mom here during the day a lot because Lucy gets kind of wound up and they have more fun, I would say, than Lucy does when it's just me. but that's fine because my mom has been taking off, like after we get back from the 11 o'clock feeding, going back to her hotel, just kind of relaxing a little bit. And then the three of us will hang out here. And I think that gives her time to kind of relax. So she fell asleep on the couch next to me. But instead of it being just kind of a random thing, like me being like, okay, I'm going to play skateboarding now, let's do this, it's more of a thing where it's like, it's designated, it's rest time, and she's okay with it, and she'll do it. And so maybe we can get on a little bit of a schedule, which would be good. Though, again, everything is up for grabs once Jack comes home. There's still been no movement with the potty training, but that's okay. We're not really pushing it that hard because we were hoping to see if the sleep thing stuck. And there's going to be a lot more big changes coming up, so we're kind of taking those a little bit easy. But still, of course, they're always in the back of our mind. A few minutes ago, I mentioned being gone for the weekend. This is something I also talked about as coming up in last week's episode because I went to Michigan for my buddy Chad's wedding. I left on Friday. I flew out. I realized it was the first time I've flown by myself in years. And it's also the first time I was able to just travel with basically a carry-on suitcase and have nothing else to worry about. I was able to get my suit in there for the wedding because I was in the groom's party. The bridal party? Bridal party. and got that in, got all my stuff, just closed for a few days. I took one book, you know, I had my phone and my iPod, and I just went. There's an airport right down the street from us, so my mom dropped me off Friday morning. Then she went back to her hotel. My dad was actually on his way out during this whole time, and then Em's parents were coming in too, and for the Easter week, and that was our plan going way back when, you know, we did not know we were going to have an early baby. So I flew in, my buddy Randy picked me up from the airport, we waited around a little bit for some of our other friends to finish golfing, we got to throw the frisbee around, and then we kind of got ready and went to the rehearsal dinner. I missed the actual rehearsal, but so did most of the other guys, but everybody else came in, and it's so good to see my friends, because, you know, for me, I don't get to see them very often. It seems like almost everybody else of them is better at keeping in contact with each other than I am. Maybe that's just how it seems. I'm also one of the furthest away. We do have a buddy and who lives in London with his fiance, but even he seemed to be more in touch with what was going on than I was, which is not something I'm super happy or proud about, but, you know, just another thing to work on, I guess. But we went out for a really nice dinner. And then that night we went over to this after party at a nearby hotel that a lot of his family from Pittsburgh was staying in. And I might've had a little bit too much to drink because the next morning I was feeling it. I didn't have much breakfast, but, I was able to go back to the room, take a nap, get up, get dressed. And I was fine after that. So it was a little crazy, but you know, lesson learned. And so Saturday, we got ready for the wedding. We all got dressed up. Everybody in the bridal party for the guys was a friend from high school, which was really cool. So yeah, we did the wedding. His wife is great. I've only met her a few times. One of the weird things, you know, as far as how I relate to my friends is that I've been out here. This will be my 9th year out in New York. For 4 years before that, I was in college, and I was really only home for breaks and summer vacation and that kind of stuff. So a lot of stuff has gone on in that time that I've been gone. But for me, it's more of like a snapshot of what it used to be like. So it's crazy for me to think that like my friends are marrying people that I've met like 3 times. You know, I don't get back as much as I'd like. Almost nobody's ever come out to visit me, us. So it's one of those things where it's like, wow, you know, it's crazy how time just kind of keeps on flying by and you don't even really realize it. They're all kind of within a few hours of each other. Almost everybody is within 2 to 3 hours of Toledo still. And a lot of people still live in Toledo. But like I said, I got a friend who's living in London. They're actually going to move to Houston where they used to live. Another friend is moving out to Seattle. Other friends live in Idaho. So we're starting to branch out a little bit more in kind of a bigger part of the map. But it's really neat because for this wedding, the only people that weren't able to make it were the ones who actually had their baby on the day of the wedding. So they weren't going to be coming anyway. And then, of course, Em, we weren't planning on her coming because she was going to be 6 weeks pregnant. And then instead she had a, you know, a like week and a half year old to feed and all that kind of stuff. So it's really neat that we have such a strong group of friends, because I know for a lot of people they don't have friends from high school or really anywhere that stick around this long. We went to a friend of ours from college's wedding, and like his biggest group of friends was from like the school that he had just graduated. And you know, I don't even know who I would invite to the wedding if we got married now, like from college, because I just, like I said before, I'm not good at keeping up with people. There would definitely be some people, but it is just kind of funny how life works out like that. And I've noticed with other, you know, family and friends and that kind of stuff, when we go to their weddings, they don't have, it wound up being 3 tables worth of people of just friends from high school. Some of whom I've known since like the first grade, actually, which is pretty crazy to think about. But that was really neat. One of the things that we were talking about, because there's only a few of us now that haven't been married, I think there's about 3 or 4, is that we should really start doing kind of like a reunion of some kind. So that's something that I've been kicking around and kind of want to start working on when things slow down a little bit here on my end. But yeah, it's neat. You know, it's great seeing everybody. I mean, even though I'm not in the loop very much, it's good to catch up and find out what everybody's doing and see kids. You know, I got to meet my friend's 2.5-month-old baby, which was great. I got to see another friend's 1 year old who I'd met last summer, but I got to see again. It's, you know, everybody's just kind of growing up and having kids and stuff, but it's still pretty much the same group of people, which is pretty funny. So that was a lot of fun. You know, of course, I found myself missing Em and Lucy and Jack throughout the thing, but I was still able to have a good time. And it was nice to get out of there, to kind of just get away for a little bit, and knowing that everybody was safe and sound here. Em's parents were here. My parents were nearby if anything like extra happened. And Jack's being taken really good care of at the NICU. So it's kind of nice to get away, cut loose a little bit, and then come back. But I got to say, having come back, it's the third day since I've been back. Although we did go on Sunday after I came home. I'm just really getting sick of that place. I'm getting sick of all these other babies in there crying. I mean, it's not their fault, of course, but I'm getting sick of washing my hands every time I go in, putting on that yellow gown, tying it up, having to talk to nurses about all this stuff. I, you know, none of which is bad in and of itself, but it's like, I just want my son home. I just want to be here with him and Lucy, and I want to see them together. And then I want to celebrate Lucy's birthday, and then I want to celebrate Mother's Day, and have the grandparents come back for each, you know, respectively, the weekend that we had talked about before, and just kind of see what this whole thing's like. Instead, we're just kind of in this weird holding pattern, waiting to get him home. But, you know, obviously it'll all be worth it once he is home, and this will all be a memory, but at this point, it's just something that I would very much like to have be a memory sooner rather than later. So it's not much we can do except for keep up, you know, getting the house ready. It was nice to have a few concrete things that we needed to get done. We've gotten a lot of them done. I'm going to fold laundry after this because it hadn't been done in like 3 weeks, and every laundry basket in this place is filled. So there's still a few things to do, but like I said, I'm looking forward to this getting done, getting my whole family together, and figuring out what that's going to be like. And I want to hold my son without having him hooked up to a whole bunch of machines and a tube down his nose or throat or whatever it is. So, you know, just the things that we're dealing with. I know there might be a lot more things to come ahead, but that's what I'm kind of focusing on right now. So I think that's going to wrap things up. If you have sent us a gift, thank you so much. People have mailed clothes, and we had no preemie stuff. You don't really buy that stuff ahead of time, so we've gotten a lot from friends and family. We've gotten some different toys and clothes and things like that, which has all been really great. My friend Jeff also signed us up for this thing on Facebook. I don't know what it's called, but I'll find the link and put it on the site, where you can either send a food gift certificate or take a day on the calendar and say, I'm going to bring food for them that day. I'm not pushing anybody to do this, of course, but that was really nice. We got a bunch of gift cards from friends and family, so that's been really helpful. And just, you know, talking to everybody at the wedding, it was kind of nice to, even though I probably said the same thing to 20 different people, everybody was asking how Jack was doing and how Em and Lucy were doing. So it was nice. And, you know, it's not the kind of thing I'm going to get sick of talking of, I don't think, which is good for the podcast, right? So, you know, I want to say thank you to everybody who's helped out or talked to us or sent us messages or anything, because it is, you know, a crazy time. And it's good to know that we do have a nice base of friends and family out there. I think that's going to wrap things up. Like I said, got to get to that gigantic pile of laundry. Again, most blog functions are stopped at the moment because we are busy. I will have the normal links at the end of this page if you want to check that stuff out anyway. But I am still tweeting because there's not much I can do while Em's feeding Jack. So I sit there and I tweet and I'll take pictures of stuff and send them out. So that's a good place to keep track of what's going on. Em also posts on Facebook, so you can check that out too. My Twitter handle is at Papadietsch, which is PopPadietsch. And I think that's going to about cover it for this week. So thanks again, gang, and have a good one.